So this is a part of a conversation about Promise Fund, and we're going to talk about proof of work.
So by proof of work, we don't literally mean the sort of mining activity that secures your blockchains normally. We're using it literally in terms of what the phrase means, which is if we have this time bank, which is running on a blockchain, let's take as an example the Ethereum blockchain, and we are able to prove that at this moment of time, this time transaction happened, and this pledge happened, and this promise happened. What happens is just simply by having on the website those transactions and people knowing that it's being recorded for all time, you can build up a soft reputation. So by soft reputation, I just mean it's a kind of TripAdvisor type reputation. You can just go back and look at the transactions that that someone has done, see how many have been fulfilled, and you can have a good idea that you know, they've been around for a while, they've done this in this country, this and somewhere else, and that's not something that can be forged very easily, because in order to put those transactions down, you have had to interacted with someone else who has an identity.
Okay,
on the system.
So proof of work in this sense means that if you promise something and you put it on Ethereum blockchain or Bitcoin blockchain, in this time bank system, when you transact with someone, when you fulfill your promise, then it becomes a proof of you doing something, and it becomes your soft reputation.
Yeah, and they have to sign that this transaction happened. So you have two signatories to that, just like you do in any normal currency transaction, and that's logged, and then you have basically proof of work. And that goes back to the kind of journeyman medieval tradition where you had a logbook, and as you went from place to place, people, the master craftsman would sign and say, yes, this person was good, stayed here for 3 days, was excellent, put a little comment on it, and that was their reputation, and they would take it on to the next master craftsman. And at the end, you know, if their logbook was filled in and they'd gone to so many people, they would be qualified and become a master craftsman themselves. So the idea of this verified logbook of your transactions is, in a way, we've got that with CVs nowadays, but the idea that this is a sort of permanent and quite taken seriously form of accreditation, which is also linked to your identity and to your soft transactions, your bartering, your exchanges of services with people, is the overall systemic integration we're aiming for. So people, when they enter the Promise Fund or the time bank associated with it, will have an identity, and they will have an account, and they will have a history of transactions with people, and that history of transactions acts to give them reputation, and that reputation gives more authenticity to their identity, so that when they interact with other people who they don't know, who are strangers, they can show them, hey, this is what I've done in the last couple of years, trust me.
Okay.
So that's a soft reputation.